Hey, once again, welcome back to the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. This is our second bonus track that we're going to present to you tonight.
That's right. Our last episode, which was same title, different songs, we wound up with a lot of extra material.
Yeah.
That we thought, we went back and listened to and thought, hey, there's some good stuff here, so let's make a bonus track.
The cool thing about these little bonus tracks that we do is it kind of bridges a gap, gives you a little bit of material to listen to as we're working on our next major project.
You know, Eric, who he does all the editing for the podcast. As he's going through and completing episodes sometimes, like now, he'll find some gold.
Little hidden gems.
Some gems. That we, hey, let's make a bonus track out of this.
Absolutely.
And give everybody something to listen to while we're working on a new episode.
We had some great extra material that we just ran out of time and quite frankly didn't get to. So we're going to give you a couple more of those.
So check it out. Now, here's a connection I never in my life thought I was going to make. Ever. The song title is Overkill.
Yeah.
And the first version I'm going to talk about is from Motorhead.
Hell yeah.
From the 1979 album Overkill. Just a classic Motorhead banger. Just kicks
banger.
Ass. Let me just fantastic on that one. And the other band that had a song title Overkill was Men at Work.
So Motorhead and Men at Work. This is probably the first time that those two bands have been mentioned in the same breath.
Probably.
I think why would anybody else?
We're done recording this. We're going to submit it to like the Smithsonian or someplace that tracks that kind of shit.
Right.
Because I think this is the first time this has ever happened. But Men at Work, Overkill from the 1983 album Cargo.
Giant record. Holy shit.
God. The first one was what? Business as Usual, I think?
Yep.
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 And then Cargo came out. But
yeah,
they were huge for a while, man.
Oh my God. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And Overkill, God, what a great song too, man. I mean, obviously both of them, yeah. But
yeah,
the Men at Work version, yeah, they were one of those bands that they were just odd enough. I don't want to compare them to the Police because they didn't sound like the Police.
Right.
But what I mean by that, the comparison I'm making is that the Police are pretty quirky too.
Yeah.
You know, I think because they're just so popular and their songs are so famous and well known that like people don't realize like how quirky they are. But I mean, there's a lot of weird shit going on in Police songs. And I think Men at Work was kind of the same way. Like Land Down Under, I mean, like flute.
Right.
The predominant like instrument in the song is like a flute. What?
And the lyrics of that song are just really just bizarre and twisted.
Oh, hands down, dude. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, Motorhead. Overkill, I think we've talked about this song in the past, but the drumming in that song, you know, the double bass drumming, you know, there were drummers utilizing double bass before Motorhead, don't get me wrong, but it was really kind of like the first like blast beat, really.
Yeah.
You know, it was the first time you really heard a drummer just stomping on his kick drums from start to finish. You know, people used double bass in sections of songs and for fills and things like that. But this is the first time that it was like a rapid fire machine gun, digga, 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 just from start to finish. And it kind of was the blueprint for what became extreme drumming later on.
Yeah.
You know, your Joey Jordisons and people like that, that they would give Filthy Animal Taylor all the credit in the world for that song, because it really did kind of up the game. So really, a really important song in their and in the history of like heavy music.
And he set the bar for rock star names as well. I mean, Filthy Animal Taylor is right
spelled
up there.
Because his name was Phil.
Phil, yeah.
So he just put a T-H-Y on the end, Filthy. It was P-H-I. That's so brilliant, dude. That's amazing.
Always loved that one. Filthy Animal Taylor.
Yeah. Well, here's another couple great bands and great songs for you. I genuinely love both of these songs. They're way up there for me. But the song title is Learning to Fly.
Mm.
And of course, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers had a huge hit with Learning to Fly. It came out in 1991 from the album Into the Great Wide Open. That was a period for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers that like just songs were falling out of them, man.
Yeah.
And they were hits just constantly. It just seemed like everything they put out, you know, was just killing it. But that song in particular, just I love the acoustic guitar part. It just was such a cool melding of rock, but had this little bit of like folky folkiness. I might have just made up a word, but it wasn't cheesy. It wasn't hokey at all.
Right.
It was just really, really well done.
And just in the lyrics. So strong, you know, just learning to fly, but I ain't got wings.
Yeah.
You know, even back then you could relate to it. You kind of got it. Like it struck a chord with you.
Yeah. And then of course, Pink Floyd, another amazing song from 1987's A Momentary Lapse of Reason album. I mean, at this point, some of the original members were gone, and, you know, it was kind of David Gilmour really just keeping the band name alive and whatever. But my God, what an amazing song. And that's another one of those songs where, you know, Pink Floyd, most of their lyrics are pretty deep, and you know, there's a lot of innuendo and a lot of metaphors. You know, that song is literally David Gilmour was taking flying lessons. It's literally written about learning to fly.
I did not know that.
Yeah, isn't that great? Because again, all their stuff is so deep and so heavy, and that song came out, learning to fly, and you know, it's literally about David Gilmour was taking flying lessons. I love that. Of all bands to do something like that, like, that's the ultimate fucking curveball, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, I did not know that, dude.
Yeah, two amazing songs with the same name, man. Love both of them.
Oh, absolutely. Love both those songs. All right. That is that's our second official bonus track. Thanks again for listening. We know we will try to come back with some more of these in the future.
Absolutely. And like I said earlier, we've got another full-length episode coming really soon. So stay tuned for that.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that. This is the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. I'm Mac.
I'm Eric.
And we are out of here.
See you.